Klopp strongly recommended signing a centre half to the ownership. He was told by the ownership that there was no money, and that they won't change their stance despite poor form. Jürgen's not crying about it, Neil. Are you?
I am, yeah.
I knew you would be. That's why I went to you.
I've been crying about it for quite some time.
I know, mate.
I've long been frustrated with our stance when it comes to January transfer windows. I have an annual argument with Phil Blundell on Twitter every January about our
needs. He's a January apologist.
He is a January apologist. And there's been a lot of occasions under FSG when I think we've been crying out for the squad to be bolstered to assist us, whether it's going for title challenges, whether it was under maybe the last crisis under Klopp's regime, the 2017 January, which was a bit of a mess. And even when we were going for the title in 18-19, I felt that we needed the squad strengthening. And we know that's just not FSG's style. And long we've been told it's not really Jürgen's style, because he likes to get a group of players together in the summer to work with them, to train them and stick with them and say, these are my boys for the season almost. And that it takes so long to adapt to the way that he plays football. He's not a fan of bringing in players in January and throwing them into the mix. But this is a different situation. We knew when Virgil van Dijk was injured in October and out for the season that we might need another centre-half. When Joe Gomez got ruled out for the season, November 12th, was it? We knew we had 6 weeks to get our shit together and get a centre-half in, whether it was a permanent deal or a loan. And it had to be either an experienced defender, proven experience, you know, quality, or maybe like an up-and-coming, you know, international under-21 star. Get them in on loan and allow us to play our best midfielders in midfield and try and arrest this situation. And we haven't. And that player should have been coming in on January 2nd. And here we are now, January, 23rd. We still don't have the defender. We're now in the midst of a full-blown crisis. And for the first time in his tenure, Jürgen has really spoken out against the owners. And he's right. He doesn't cry like a baby normally. He works with FSG. He's obviously aware of their business model. He knows they don't spend cash willy-nilly. He knows that they're shrewd. He knows they're prudent. He knows that they have a sell-to-buy policy. We've seen that. When we've gone big on Van Dijk, when we've gone big on Alisson, that was the money we recouped from Coutinho. They don't like putting their money where their mouth is. And they've not backed him when he's needed it in this window. He's not Rafa Benitez. He doesn't moan about, you know, I'll do my job, I'll coach the team. He doesn't turn up for matches in his tracksuit to prove a point. But this is him saying as plainly as he can that we need backing and have not been backed.